How long have you been riding this horse?
A couple of years now. He's my traveling companion.
You must spare him the ordeal of long journeys. He's quite old.
I'll spare him if he takes me from Summer Needland to the land of Khorasan.
So you're going to Gorganj? Is someone after you?
I don't know. Perhaps, yes. I'm heading for Gorganji. I ought to hurry.
So you're fleeing the Samanid land?
No, I'm just going.
What? What's so strange? Have you never seen a sheep slaughtered?
A young man is chasing after me. I don't want to see him face to face. He's wearing white and holds a book in his hand. Do you know him?
Cheerful. 12 kilos, just 1 dirham. 12 kilos, 1 dirham, sir.
I see him. I can see him.
Is he working in the bazaar?
I've never seen him. He's a stranger. Both he and you are strangers. Take your horse, go away, have a safe journey.
I'm going. But don't forget, raw suet and fat damage your health. Especially your health, because you have great rolls of fat around your body.
You mean I should be like you? A bag of bones?
No, you needn't be like me, but practice moderation at all times.
Are you the sheriff of town, or a doctor, or a busybody?
None of them.
Have a safe journey. Don't disturb me.
You followed me from the bazaar. Are you a spy?
No, I swear to God. I'm from Gorgon. I know nobody in the city. I'm lonely here.
What do you want me to do?
When you had your horseshoot, I was praying you wouldn't spend all your money on the horse. So you'd at least have 3 dirhams left over.
I still have some dirhams. But if you're a pickpocket, you must know that I hold my money pouch tightly.
I study under a teacher. My teacher is in want of 3 dirhams, so he gave me this book to sell for 3 dirhams. I saw you in the bazaar and thought you might buy the book. So I was waiting for a moment to show it to you.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to buy the book. I'm setting off on a long journey and I've got heavy luggage. I have to hasten. I'm sorry I'm not going to buy the book. Once I had access to a big library. It burnt to the ground, and still, I cannot escape the consequences.
Oh my god. I've been looking for a buyer for 2 days. From dawn to dusk for 3 silver dirhams. Its writer paid much more for its expensive paper.
What's the book about?
It's a commentary on Aristotle's metaphysics.
Aristotle's metaphysics? I've read Aristotle's metaphysics over and over again without understanding it. How is it possible that I can't understand it and your writer can?
Let me go. You're not going to buy this book for me today.
I'll give you the 3 dirhams.
So you'll buy the book?
No, I'm carrying heavy luggage. Return it to the writer, or you can keep it for yourself.
Sorry, but I don't take elms.
All right, all right. Put it in the saddlebag.
Its author is the master of philosophy, Abu Nasr Farabi.
A commentary on metaphysics by Aristotle.
The cellar
I wasn't
swears
born yesterday, blind.
Look,
man.
Come on. I've told you this already. He's the seller. You've told me.
Anyone who has money in his pouch? A caravan has just come from Ray, and now it's in the bazaar. I'm talking to all of you people. A caravan has just come from Ray, and now it's in the bazaar. A caravan has just come from Ray, laden with jugs and tubs, fur and silk, rubies and emeralds and crystals, pepper and ginger, and narcissi and amber and camphor, sandalwood and almonds and nuts, rose water and saffron, and alembics and irises and lots of other things. Listen, anyone home?
Attention, attention! Listen up! You people of the bazaar, by the new king's orders, the Samanid king, we are looking for Sheikh Orais Bu Ali Sina. Anyone who finds any trace of him will be rewarded with 70 dinars.
Listen, anyone who has some money in his pouch, listen! Anyone who has money in his pouch, a caravan has come from Ray and it's now in the bazaar. It's laden with jugs and tubs, bowls and cloves and irises, walnuts for fezzan and fur, and silk and sandalwood and nuts and amber and alembics. Don't pass up the opportunity to rush to the bazaar and buy whatever you wish with gold coins and enjoy it. Rush, people! Rush! Hurry up! Hurry up now! This is your last chance! Hurry! Hurry!
Give it to me. Give it to me, you old man. Give it to me. Wait a moment to see what you'll be hearing.
to me.
Okay.
Take it, old man. Let's go.
Let's go.
Why did you stop?
I guess I found the 70 dinars.
Where is it?
Where is it? Where is it? It's before my very eyes.
Who's before your very eyes?
Hey. The man bears all the signs. He must be Sheikh Bualisina.
Bugger, you're drunk, you imbecile. People in the bazaar never leave 70 dinars alone lying around.
Aside, bugger. Aren't you Bualisina? And why doesn't he answer me? Is he deaf?
Bualisina is said to hear a voice in Ray Coppersmith's bazaar when he is in Nishabur. Forget it now. We are just two unlucky, unfortunate tramps. If he was the Sheikh, the constables would take him instantly without offering a public reward.
I wish you were Sheikh Oriz, bugger.
Were you talking to me?
Yes. I asked if you were Sheikh Oriz. You must be the great Hakim Bualisina, aren't you?
I'm not nearly that smart. Just a humble student of this book.
I knew it.
Keep studying. You may become like him someday, a special doctor in the Samanid court.
My apologies, but reading this book takes concentration. I would really appreciate it if you'd leave me alone.
Oh, please. No wise man in his right mind would study in the bazaar, you bugger.
You're right. I shall have to go and find a quiet place to study. Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye.
Let's go.
except Allah. There's no God except Allah. There's no God except Allah.
Where are you taking it? Where are you taking it? My master!
No God except Allah.
I won't let you!
Oh
my God!
No God except
Allah. Oh my God!
No God
except
Allah. No God
except
Allah.
Woe is me!
No God
except Allah. I've lost my master! Oh my God!
No God except Allah.
Oh my God!
There's no
master.
God except Allah.
Master!
No
oh my God! My dear master!
There's no God except Allah. There's no God except Allah.
Oh my God!
No God except Allah.
Where are you taking
there's
my
no
master?
God except Allah. There's no God except Allah.
Oh my God!
There's no God except Allah.
Oh my God!
There's no God except Allah.
Woe is me!
There's no God
except
Allah. There's
no God except Allah. Oh my God! Where are you taking my master? Oh my God! Where are you taking him? Where are you going? Don't leave me alone! Don't leave me alone! Don't leave me alone! Master! Oh, no! No, my master, no! Oh! Oh, my God! Master, don't leave me alone! Don't leave me alone! Don't leave me alone! Master, don't leave
me
alone!
May he rest in peace. Who was he?
My master, the great butcher! My master, the butcher!
What are you doing with their body?
He's dead. Don't
what
touch
doing,
him.
Man?
Stop shaking him.
You see he's not breathing? He's dead, man.
Leave him alone. Just
it's a sin.
Leave him.
What are you doing?
He's dead.
What are you doing with the corpse, man?
Stop.
Can't you see he's
stop
dead?
It. He's dead.
Leave him alone.
Aren't you a Muslim?
Why are you shaking him?
Leave him. Leave
his body
alone.
It's
a sin.
Stop it.
What are you doing?
Leave him alone. Can't
leave the corpse alone. It's a sin.
Leave him alone.
What's he doing with the dead? What a stupid man.
What are you doing? It's a sin.
What's
he's
doing?
Dead.
It's a sin. Aren't you a
what's
Muslim?
What's he doing? Just come
what
away
are
from
doing?
It. Come away from it.
Don't do it with the corpse.
Just leave the corpse alone. What are you doing?
Leave it alone. Come away,
see.
Come!
What are you doing?
What's he doing? Let's go see what he's doing.
Move away
let's
from
go
it.
See.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
Dead, come back to life, run away!
Whoa. He's alive! Master of butchers, fat and suet damage your health. Don't eat suet or fat again.
Please take us to you.
please. Stay over here.
I ought to go and find a quiet place.
We need you to help us.
Goodbye.
Take us with you.
Goodbye.
Please take us with you.
Yes, that is right. Because the subject is a little bit heavy and demands deeper reflection, please give me your full attention.
Hello, sir.
Let us imagine that one is born healthy and sane.
Oh, shame. Hakim.
Then imagine that that person is in a vacuum or a place where it's pressure and temperature are as much his body's pressure and temperature. Then imagine that person floating around in the air of that place.
Hakim.
Floating there without any physical contact between him and other things. Imagine in that place no light or voices. An empty space, dark, silent, and vacant. Though such a man couldn't possibly be aware of his surroundings, he is aware in and of himself. So it shows that a man's self is independent of his body. Hello, you two.
Oh, Sheikh, I have to talk to you.
First, answer my question. You two have just arrived. Do you know from which direction you've come here?
Yes, we do. We do want to talk about it.
All right, then. Do you know where you're going after the class?
Well, I suppose.
I'm not sure.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Do you know where you were before your birth?
No, I don't know.
Do you want to know?
Yes, I do.
Do you know where you are from?
We don't know.
Are you aware of your existence?
We aren't, but...
We're not. We're aware of it.
Do you know where you're going after death?
Yes, no.
Do you want to know?
I know.
I don't know.
Are you sure you want to know?
Yes, we are.
We want to know.
Tell me, are you singular or multiple?
Now I don't know. Now I have to say that.
Your body consists of many parts, so it's multiple. But yourself is singular. Do you know why you were created?
No, I have no idea.
But you're thinking so as to
yes,
know.
I suppose.
Now, raise your right hand. Now, join us and sit among us. Now, stop thinking so as to know.
I cannot.
The human soul is, first of all, aware of itself.
Hakim Bouali Sina. Stand up and come with us.
I will. But tell me why I should come. Then after you answer my question, tell me then where you are going, and why it is that I have to come with you. And then tell me whether I must come by force or of my own free will. So I asked you three questions. One, why should I come? Second, where are we going? And third, how must I come?
I don't know why, but I know where. To Khwarizma Shah's court. I don't know how, but we were ordered to take you there. You will oblige us if you will come willingly. But it's an order, so you can like it or lump it. Now what do you think? Sheikh, will we have to force you?
So you will take me by force if I refuse? That's called force. But if I really didn't want to go with you, I could refuse. That's called free will. Human actions are not defined by free will, nor by external forces. Nothing can force you to exercise free will. So in a way, we're free. We're responsible where we have free will, and therefore, we're rewarded and punished according to the extent of our free will.
Stop teaching now, Hakim. You have to hurry up.
I do. But someone wanted to talk to me.
Hakim, I wanted to
tell me something when you came in.
Teacher, it's already too late, I'm afraid. I wanted to tell you that they were after you. I wanted you to try to leave the place before they arrived.
It's late. Let us go to Khurrazm Shah's court, envoy of my destiny.
The day before yesterday, a fat turkey was taken from the royal kitchen. It was never seen on the king's dinner table. One of the cooks told me this.
I never heard such a thing.
This cook told me that the turkey was taken to your mother's house.
Lower your voice. It's a big lie.
Why should I lower my voice if it's a lie? Are you afraid?
I'll tell you what you want to hear on one condition. You have to keep your mouth shut.
It's 4 days since I've been employed as a castle guard. I want to know what's going on in Khurrazm Shah's palace.
Lower your voice right now. Stand still.
I pin my hopes on him who is to be said to be the omniscient one.
I've heard the same thing about him. He has healing hands.
He's seriously ill.
Are you perhaps talking about Bu Ali?
I'm talking about the prince.
Who were they?
One of them was Muhammad Sahi, the Khurrazm Shah's vizier.
And the other one?
A well-known courtier.
What were they all talking about?
If you want to have your current job be like a stone statue, like a wall when somebody's passing through this hallway, you must remember that you are just a castle guard.
I was. But I heard their words.
But stones cannot hear.
The cook said it was a fat turkey.
I'll tell you.
Tell me what happened to Mamun ibn Muhammad. And who's Sheikh Qurayshi's?
Hold your tongue. We are not even allowed to hear the name of the prince, let alone mention his name. You have no right. Tonight, when the moon rises in the sky, you'll turn to stone.
You steal turkeys from the royal kitchen without turning to stone?
I'll tell you, I will!
Tell me now, or I'll mention his name again, okay? Namun Ibin.
The prince is very ill.
We all know it's not a secret. What's his illness?
Stand still.
How dreary is the court, now that my husband is not in Khwarizmis. I wonder how I can prevent the prince from yelling.
The court news never leaks out, lady.
All courtiers know it. The hairdresser informed me of a new wrinkle on my forehead.
Her excellence is beautiful as always.
I wonder, have I ever mistreated my maids to have given birth to such an ill son?
Never.
Haven't I shed tears for the woes and sorrow of the servants?
You have.
No mother has been as sorrowful for her child as I've been. I've got 40 grey hairs. I'm the queen. I can't be having grey hairs. And my...
Your gods are here. Don't talk about your hair, please.
They're part of the wall. They have no ears.
She was his mother.
You have to keep your head upright in the palace. The executioners have naked swords. She was the queen.
What's the illness?
The queen's.
Her son's?
Don't you mean the prince? You cannot stand it at all.
Oh. Uh-huh. The cook said it was only one turkey.
I'll tell you I will.
Tell me now!
The prince is convinced that he is a cow.
Oh. Huh? Oh.
I think you should join the army. You'd better not stay a guard in this palace for too long.
But the cook told me nothing.
He told you nothing?
Not a word.
How about the turkey then?
What are you talking about?
Swear that you have heard nothing from me.
I swear to Mamun Ibin. I swear to the prince that I heard absolutely nothing.
So stand still, I'm warning you.
What ceremony is being held?
Stand still.
Huh? Mm-mm.
Mask your sorrow, Her Majesty. The Karazamshah's vizier is here.
I hereby say, long live Karazamshah. Now that the king has left, Karazam, the queen and the child's mother, is supposed to make a big announcement as to regarding her final decision. Sheikh Oriz Bouali Sina has accepted our invitation and is coming here to treat the prince. I told him that the prince eats nothing but grass.
Please, Vizier, don't dare say such crass words before me.
I have to be frank, my lady. I beg your pardon. The Sheikh told me there was only one way to treat him. He said it was the only way. He said, believe it or not, we will have to slaughter him.
What? Have to slaughter him? Oh...
Listen, my lady. I beg you and the courtiers not to mention anything, and please, do what Hakim wants you to do. Please, I beg you. Take him to the altar.
Apprentice Butcher. Apprentice Butcher.
Yes, Master of Butchers.
Apprentice Butcher.
Yes, Master of Butchers.
Apprentice Butcher.
Yes, Master of Butchers.
Apprentice Butcher, you must pour his blood in the gold tub.
The gold tub is ready, Master of Butchers.
Tie up the cow's hands.
Out of your mind.
Excellency, The cow must be slaughtered and taken through to the kitchen.